Penguin Random House Audio presents The Romanovs, 1613-1918, by Simon Sebag Montefiore. Read for you by Simon Russell Beale. Introduction. Heavy is the cap of Monomach. Alexander Pushkin, Boris Godunov. The greatest empire is to be emperor of oneself. Seneca. Epistle 113. It was hard to be a Tsar. Russia is not an easy country to rule. 20 sovereigns of the Romanov dynasty reigned for 304 years, from 1613 until Tsardom's destruction by the revolution in 1917. Their ascent started in the reign of Ivan the Terrible and ended in the time of Rasputin. Romantic chroniclers of the tragedy of the last Tsar like to suggest that the family was cursed, but the Romanovs were actually the most spectacularly successful empire builders since the Mongols. The Russian Empire, it is estimated, grew by 55 square miles, 142 square kilometres per day after the Romanovs came to the throne in 1613, or 20,000 square miles a year. By the late 19th century, they ruled one-sixth of the Earth's surface, and they were still expanding. Empire building was in a Romanov's blood. In some ways, this book is a study of character and the distorting effect of absolute power on personality. It is partly a family story of love, marriage, adultery, and children, but it is not like other such stories. Royal families are always extraordinary because power both enriches and poisons the traditional familial chemistry. The allure and corruption of power so often trump the loyalty and affection.